This episode of the New Christendom Daily is taken from a live radio broadcast. There's no scripts. There's no do-overs. There's no cuts. It's just from a live radio show done by a guy with a microphone and a set of earbuds and a radio show who pours his heart, his mind, and his body and soul into one thing, bringing about the New Christendom Daily. Well, upgrade gonna get hit Biden too, I guess. Yesterday at an abortion rally. You know, even that. To even have a thing called an abortion rally. If you change the wording to infanticide rally, would the media, would the Malachian satanic media, that's the MSM, would the MSM respond with equal joy at celebration and popping of champagne corks and cheers and standing ovations and what have you? Asking for a friend. So seriously, as we told you in the first program of this year on 8 January 2024, when I read to you from that Politico story, Politico's a website, politico.com, and the site was all about how the Biden regime and how the current installed occupant of 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue was, I told you there were three signs then that day that indicated what the regime and what the Democrat Party was going to campaign on and run on. Well, now that the campaign is actually in earnest, he's out there campaigning. What's he out there campaigning for? If you would have told someone when Bill Clinton was saying, well, abortion ought to be safe, legal, and rare, back in the 1990s, that you'd have a future Democrat Party candidate that would be arguing the exact opposite. Abortion doesn't need to be safe. It just needs to be legal, and it needs to be often. Most people would have said, we're not a barbaric nation. This is, we aren't barbarians. We wouldn't do that. Yeah, I guess we are. Something strange happened on the road to perdition. This one takes all of the cakes. Any cake that you could possibly bake, this one takes all of the cakes. I wonder if that is a Shakespeare slogan. Yesterday on National Talk Like Shakespeare Day, Maggie revealed with a graphic image all of the kind of like adages and cliches that we use that we got from Shakespeare. There were so many of them. I was looking at something going like, I didn't know that Shakespeare had written that. He didn't say it. He had written it. That takes the cake. Well, laughing stock is one. That's Biden. But that takes the cake. Is that Shakespearean? Is that on your list? That takes the cake? I'm just curious. So I saw this yesterday afternoon. I was in here. We have recorded to Abbey Roast Coffee fans and to fans of the Coffee Cop and Tommy commercials. There's a new one. You'll probably hear it today. We were recording the Coffee Cop Tommy spot. They're just actually like comedy bits now. And I looked up at the television. And I see Biden standing there in front of, let me see if I can describe this for you, so those of you that are watching. Okay, you're standing in front of a wall filled with placards. The placards are Biden-Harris placards, and then there is another one. There's another billboard that's, or a placard that's in between that says, we're on board. Do you know what the fine print on the we're on board? Does it just say Biden Harris 2024? But this was most certainly at an abortion rally. Because the regime leader got up there, and I'll play the digital media file later today, later this morning. The regime leader got up there and was talking about how the women of Florida are tough, and they can't wait to go back to being able to kill their babies in their own home state. I mean, after all, if there's one thing that a state that states need to be famous for, it's the method of execution and how many executions they carry out of the soon of the next generation of soon-to-be-born citizens. I mean, there ought to be signs all over billboards. You got your state motto, you got your state song, you got your state flower. Why don't we have your state method of executing babies? Florida's the dismemberment state. Well, sorry, that's California is the Yay! Yay! Kill babies! Missouri is the scalding state. New Tenochtitlan is the born alive Black and Decker drill bit in the back of the head state. Yay! California, look, we just don't have any preferred method of killing. We just want to kill them.